Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Megan and I'm a missionary at Damascus where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we are going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel of Matthew. A demoniac who could not speak was brought to Jesus, and when the demon was driven out, the mute man spoke. The crowds were amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He drives out demons by the prince of demons." Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them because they were troubled and abandoned, like a sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." So today we are reading from the Gospel of Matthew, and it's another one of the accounts, like the healing accounts that is in the Gospels. And in this one, Jesus heals a demoniac who, this person could not speak because of the demon inside of them. And it's funny because the Lord just casually heals this man and people are just amazed and they're excited and they're like saying nothing has ever happened before like this in Israel. But then the Pharisees say something that is very interesting, and they say he drives out demons by the prince of demons. And so the Pharisees are seeing this as, okay, if this guy can drive out demons, he obviously has some type of authority, but we don't want to give him the authority of God. So we are going to say that he has the authority of the evil one to drive out other demons. But then the crowds are recognizing that it's something greater than just Satan driving out himself. It is the Lord driving out evil. It's light driving out darkness. And it's by Jesus's authority that he's able to claim his name and claim his power and remove these demons and bring people back into life where they can speak, where they can see, where they can hear, where they can walk again, because he's the healer. And it's the same authority that he gives us at our baptism. We have the same authority to heal people physically and emotionally and relationally. Like, the way the Lord loves us heals us, and by that love we are able to heal other people in what they are afflicted with, because the Lord has given us his authority. And this is further explained in the next section of this gospel, where Jesus is walking around throughout all these towns and villages, and he's teaching and he's preaching about the kingdom of God. At the same time, he's curing every illness and disease that comes in his way. And he notices these crowds, and he notices how sad they are and how abandoned and lonely they look, because they are living empty lives. They're living lives without the Lord, and his heart is just moved with such compassion for them. And he looks at them, and then he looks at his disciples and says, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few, so ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for the harvest." And Jesus is saying in this passage that, yes, I have authority to do these things. But he looks at his disciples and he says, "You also have the authority to do these things." Jesus saw these people and saw how they looked like sheep without a shepherd. And in that moment, he could have chosen to go and to heal all of them, because he was healing already. He could have healed their hearts and he could have been that shepherd for them. And he was that shepherd for them. But he turns to his disciples and says, "Look at them. Now ask the master of the harvest to send more people out to heal them. Use your authority and use your voice and bring healing to these people. Ask for more people to bring healing to these people. Ask for more shepherds. Ask for more leaders to lead these people, because these people are lost." The Lord could do all of this work in ministry by himself, but he wants to use us in this process. He wants to give us authority to heal and to bring back people. And so today my challenge for you is to recognize the authority, first and foremost, that the Lord has given you, that by your baptism, you are a priest and a prophet and a king. And then once you recognize that, reflect on what the Lord wants you to do with that. Who has he given you in your life that you need to bring back, that you need to bring into the healing love of Jesus? Who do you need to help out in your life? Who do you need to show the authority of the Lord to, so that they don't have to be people without a shepherd? This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Matthew. Again, my name is Megan, and to learn more about the events and the programs offered here at Damascus, please visit us at damascus.net. Have a great day.